Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
You know, there's a lot of sleuths on the internet, and someone has put together, it's like, and I didn't realize it, I sent it to Ethan, my producer, to pull some of the audio. It's like a 9-minute supercut of things along these lines. It was a That Was Then moment with Joe Biden. Check it out.
I said, I abide by the jury decision. I will do that, and I will not pardon him.
Letting the world know that he will not wipe away the decision of 12 of his son's peers.
Was asked directly, and he has said he wouldn't pardon his son if he gets convicted.
Let's wait and see what happens if he loses.
Yeah, but I mean, but he said it.
He said it. And that's just so, I sent this audio to Ethan, and he said, that's 9 minutes. What should I pull? I'm like, wow, I didn't know it was 9 minutes, but there's a lot there, isn't there?
The verdict, no matter what it is, and that he has ruled out pardoning his own son. Contrast that from what we hear from Donald Trump. And again, we have to underline, in no uncertain terms, President Biden saying, I will accept the outcome. I will just accept.
Well, that didn't age well. That's Willie Geist there. And then there's, of course, KJP.
From a presidential perspective, is there any possibility that the president would end up pardoning his son?
No.
President Biden says that he's not going to pardon his son, Hunter. Is he going to ask Donald Trump to do that?
I don't have anything else to share about that.
Yeah, she didn't like that. And then today.
Okay, I got two on the pardon.
You stick to foreign policy. If not, we'll go to somebody else.
I want to run out of time.
The president always believes is to be truthful to the American people. That is something that he always truly believes. He said he wrestled with this, and because he believes in the justice system. But he also believes that the war politics infected the process and led to a miscarriage of justice. This is his words.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Thank you, Kenny Wallace. That laugh was very necessary there. Our friend Charles Lipson, professor emeritus from the University of Chicago, is with us to laugh along with everybody on this Monday. This is quite something. I guess realistically, though, we should not be surprised, Charles. This kind of fits a bit of a pattern if we're kind of doing a little, sixth sense view of this world. How are you this afternoon?
Well, I'm laughing along. I'm laughing along. I think the only one that's not laughing is the bunny in your basement.
Well, he's upstairs right now. He's got free roam upstairs. He's in the basement later. But thank you for paying attention.
Don't let him get near another bunny,
right,
or you'll have more than one.
Yeah. Look, this is just really, it's not, you know, the pardon itself is one thing, and we can address the pardon itself because we should talk about the crimes themselves, which really were almost let off because of the politics, not prosecuted more intensely. But the notion that this is still trying to be spun in some of the left-wing media world as, you know, he didn't really mean it or he's not lying. They're actually trying to parse the word lie right now.
Well, they're just toast. I mean, nobody is paying any attention to the legacy media striking about the rationale, the public rationale that Biden gave, is that all of those things were true before he said those public statements. There's nothing that was new between the time he said, I won't pardon him, and had his press secretary come out and do that. By the way, if she had any integrity at all, she would have resigned. Right? I mean, there's no excuse for being sent out to lie repeatedly for the boss.
She seems to have no problem continuing to do it and cover his on this on a regular basis.
Well, somebody's got to do it, and it's not a very pleasant job. I think the fact is he's in a race with James Buchanan for the worst presidency, and he's done a lot to clinch his status.
But let's talk about that seriously, because that might sound like hyperbole to some people. But I mentioned this earlier, Charles, and you spent many years in the classroom at the University of Chicago. What is the legacy? How will this be taught in the future as the legacy of this president? Because I don't know that it would be taught honestly. But there's no legacy left that's positive. I don't know how you can paint it as positive in any way, shape, or form at this point. Where was the success?
I go to a monthly lunch with a group of Democrats, and I would say that until about 6 months ago, they were raving about what a great president Biden was. I mean, they really think he fulfilled the Democratic agenda. And but I think that there are really serious questions that go beyond the fact that I think he really didn't accomplish anything. You see, the way I see it, the Democratic agenda, which is a progressive agenda, was laid out by Woodrow Wilson around 1900. It really began to be implemented by Franklin Roosevelt in the 1930s when he began putting together all these very big programs, which were ruled unconstitutional until he threatened to pack the Supreme Court. Once he did that, the Supreme Court bowed to his pressure in 1937. The next big step was Lyndon Johnson and the Great Society programs. And the only thing that was missing from this transformation of American governance was state-sponsored health care. And Barack Obama put that together.
Yep.
So he was consequential in that regard, and of course consequential as first African-American president. But I don't know. I think that beyond the fact that they had a person who, by the last 2 years of his presidency, was clearly cognitively impaired, I don't know what the agenda of Joe Biden really was, because I don't know what the Democratic Party's agenda is anymore.
Well, that's a valid
really
question.
They've really done what they wanted to do.
Well, that's a valid question. Listen to James Carville on this topic.
The resistance is going to have trouble raising money. These fundraisers are burnt. They're really now. And the damage that the 2024 campaign has done, The damage that this decade has done to the Democratic brand is almost unfathomable.
By the way, Carville's out there saying, you got to audit everything. They spent, $1 billion. Where did all the money go? Here's Charlemagne the God.
I just want Democrats to stop acting like they are on this moral high ground politically when they have shown us they're not, whether it's skipping the primary process when Biden stepped down and things like Biden pardoning his son. Stop acting like y'all the pure party and Republicans aren't.
Do you think that they will listen to any of that advice, Charles?
Well, I think that the big battle will be over whether they move back to the center, in effect, go back to the policies that Bill Clinton is associated with, or continue to move in the direction that Barack Obama has moved the party over the last, since he was elected, 2008. So, I think that's the big choice. It's also the case that the party doesn't have any leadership now. I'm told that that the people who are in charge of spending the money for the party are actually. actually only paid a percentage of the money they spend. And so I'm told that that they had people running ads in Florida where there were for the president,
right,
where there was just no
chance
he could win.
Right.
So I think that the audit will be – I think the big thing that your audience will be interested in is I think this gives a huge amount of cover to Donald Trump. How can they claim he's doing anything corrupt? How can they claim that he's going to say, I'm going to come in to clean out the stables. The stables are full of you-know-what, and I'm going to clean it out. And it's going to be very hard for the Democrats to stand up and say, no, he's not going to be able to do that, and we're not going to let him do that because they've already been caught, essentially, in full-scale corruption.
Well,
by the way, I think that Joe Biden is going to have to pardon his brother, too.
He might have to pardon. And by the way, why wouldn't he at this point? Because how much more damage
exactly
can you do to yourself? But I do think that you're right about a lot of that. But let me kind of shift gears here before I let you go, Charles, and talk about the next administration and what could potentially happen there. We've been focusing a lot. I've been off for the last 10 days, but before the holiday, really anticipating, and I'm excited about the Department of Governmental Efficiency as someone who's wanted, you know, government to kind of take a turn back when it comes to bureaucracy and the level of federal spending. But how much hope do you have that Vivek and Elon can actually get something done that has an impact when it comes to reducing the size of government?
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I would divide what they can do into a couple of baskets, and then there's a third basket they can't touch. Much of the money that the government spends is obligated to programs like Social Security,
right,
and interest on the debt. They can't touch that. But what they can touch are employment and regulations. But I would draw a distinction between the ones that President Trump can overturn with an executive order and those that are going to require a law. And it's very important to pass as many as possible,
I agree,
with laws.
Yeah.
Because
the next guy could come in and just overturn everything.
On immigration.
Yeah,
look
right
at what happened on immigration.
That's exactly
all
right.
All of Trump's stuff was done by executive order, and all of it was overturned by
undone
executive order.
Yep, that's exactly right. That's why it is important, and I hope that they can get some numbers. We'll talk with a member of Congress in the next hour, the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, Jason Smith. Charles, anything that, you know, if I were to ask you this question before the holidays, and I think we spoke one time before that, I'd say, hey, what about this Matt Gaetz pick? Doesn't look so good. So that went away. We got a better pick for AG. I like most of the other picks. It seems like Pete Hegseth is hanging on. They've tried to take him out. Any other thoughts on some of the new picks in the cabinet from Donald Trump?
I think that the only reservation I have about Hegseth is that he has no managerial experience, and he's going to be heading the single largest employer on planet Earth. And it takes some management. He will have to have a lot of important, competent, loyal people under him. But what I would ask the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, if I can suggest one question,
yeah,
is how much of what Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are going to try to do, how much of that can be passed through reconciliation, which requires that it have a budgetary impact, but only requires a majority vote in the Senate, not a two-thirds vote. So that's going to be very important to figure out ways to actually pass into law without being stopped by a filibuster.
Absolutely. Charles, always great to have you on. You helped us start the week, and I appreciate it. You have a great December. We'll talk again, I'm sure, before Christmas.
It's great to talk to you, Mark. I always enjoy it.
Charles Lipson from the University of Chicago. Let me just kind of piggyback on that just for a moment here and play. I don't know a lot about Kash Patel. You know, his name comes up, and he's the guy that's nominated to head the FBI. Here he is last week talking about his plans.
One of my biggest personal recommendations is you shut down the FBI headquarters building and open it up the next day as the Museum of the Deep State. And you send those 7,000 agents in the headquarters building downrange to chase down rapists, to chase down murderers, to chase down drug traffickers, and let the cops be cops on the streets across America. You keep a small contingent in Washington, D.C. That's step one. You get rid of half of the legion of lawyers and special counsels that exist within the FBI to do one thing, to corrupt and obstruct government oversight from constitutionally applicable committees in Congress. And another aspect of it real quick is one of the biggest institutions in the FBI that has been troubled and politicized and weaponized has been their intel component. We have an intel agency. I don't need it to be redone within the walls of the FBI. We've shown when we've given them that power, what they do to it.
Yeah, so that goes to the E part of DOGE, which is efficiency and duplication of some things. But look, I don't know that there's anything wrong with what he's saying there. And here's Trey Gowdy talking about Kash Patel. He loves him.
You would not know the foundation or the funding of the Steele dossier. You would not know about FISA abuse. You would not know about Fusion GPS had it not been for the hard work of a guy named Kash Patel. He is, quite candidly, the most unfairly maligned person that I worked with the entire 8 years I was in Washington.
Yeah, rave reviews from Trey Gowdy. We'll ask Congressman Smith. Jason's going to be with us in the next hour. He's the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. Some of those questions. We got Cusimano coming up on a Monday afternoon next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.